有一个朋友问我，如果你的儿女在厨房里面偷东西吃，偷糖果啊这些吃，你会判他死刑吗？
So, one of my friends asked me if your children eating candies without your permission in the kitchen, will you give them a death sentence?
不动你会吗？你刚刚生了儿子。
不动 will you do that? You just have a newborn.
我说不会啊。
And then I say, of course not.
那么他问我，那么为什么当亚当夏娃偷吃这个分辨善恶树的果子的时候，神要人死呢？
But why did God want Adam and Eve to die and the man to die when he found out that they ate the fruits of the trees of the knowledge of the good and evil?
神是不是太严厉了？
Is God being too severe?
啊，我知道了，很多人呢，他不喜欢看旧约圣经。
I know that many people don't quite like to read the Old Testament.
原因其中一个就是他觉得呢咒怨里面的神呢太严厉了。
And for one reason is people found God the Old Testament is too severe.
好像我们刚刚读的这段经文。
Just like the story we have just read.
以利有两个儿子。
Eli had two sons.
他因为偷神的偷吃神的祭物。
But because they eat the sacrifice of God.
神最终判他们一家三个人同一天死亡。
And at the end, God gave, let them die on the same day for three of them.
还有呢，他们将来在他们家属里面呢，没有一个人能够活到老年的。
And beside that, at the end, so God punished the family that no one lived through their prime life.
还有呢，他们本来是知识将来也不可以当知识。
And they were used to be priests.A priesthood family, and they can never be priests again in their household.
所以今天我们要回答一个问题，是不是神太严厉呢？
So today we want to answer a question. So is God being too severe?
所以呢，我们希望通过这个故事的时候呢，多了解神。
So through the story, we want to understand God more.
改变我们对神对罪的看法。
So that we can change our perspective to God and to sin.
从上个礼拜开始呢，我都把我的大纲放在你们的 bulletin 后面，所以呢，你们可以一边听一边写下你们的笔记。
But since last week I've already put the outline, Pastor Chu, I've already put the outline at the back of the bulletin, so which is to encourage people to take notes, so and you can follow through.
首先呢，我们要知道呢，以利是谁了。
So first, we want to understand who was Eli.
那么呢，圣经告诉我们呢，以利是一个祭司。
And the Bible told us that he was a priest.
祭司呢，从这个身份里面，我们知道呢，他是亚伦的后代。
And from this status, we knew that he is a descendant of Aaron.
那么呢，一个祭司呢，他是神跟人之间的一个中介人呢。
So priest is like a middleman between people and God.
以色列人向神献祭的时候呢，要通过祭司。
So when the Israelites bring their sacrifice to God, they have to go through a priest.
祭司还有一个工作呢，就是把圣经教导以色列人。
And the other job function of the priest is to teach the Israelites about the law.
从撒母耳记上里面的记载呢，以利很可能是一个大祭司。
So from the record of 1 Samuel, Eli is most likely the high priest at the time.
另外一个记录呢，圣经有讲到呢，以利呢是当时的祭司。
And the second record about Eli is he was the judge of Israel.
那祭司，我们听到这个话，这个字的时候，你会想到好像一个法官呢，审判官的意思。
So when you hear the word judge, you might think about this as kind of like an officer in the court of law.
但是呢，在旧约里面呢，他是以色列人还没有皇帝以前呢，他们的国家的领袖。
In the Old Testament, before the Israel have their king, the judges was the leader of the whole nation.
圣经形容呢，这些祭司呢是以色列的拯救者。
And the Bible also described that the Judges was the savior of the Israel.
所以你看到以利的他的身份是很高，他不单只是以色列国他宗教的领袖，还是他们国家的领袖。
And you should see that Eli, he is not just a high priest, but he is also the leader of the nation.
在圣经里面呢，很少人呢是又是知识又是世事的。
And in the Bible, there are hardly anyone that are both judges and priests.
只有一个人我想到了，就是以利的徒弟，就是撒母耳了。他又是先知，又是世事。
And the only one that I can remember is, which is Eli's followers, Samuel, that he was the prophet and he was also the judge at that time.
以利有两个儿子。
So Eli had two sons.
大儿子是俄弗里，小儿子是非离他。
The first son is Hophnis, and the second one is Phinehas.
但我看他两个儿子，特别他的小儿子的名字呢，我想以利对他小儿子呢是有一个很大的指望的。
And when I look at the younger son named Phinehas, and I believe that Eli had great expectation to him.
原因呢，在旧约圣经里面呢，第一个，非离他，他是亚伦的后裔，他亚伦的其中一个儿子。
So Phinehas is the name was first appeared in the Bible as one of the son of Aaron.
当时呢，他是为了神发热心的原因呢，把这些离开神的犯罪的以色列人呢杀死。
So at that time, he had a great zeal to God, so that eventually he killed Israel who betrayed God.
所以呢，神呢就启示说，这个人呢，非离哈的后裔啊，永远会成为知识的。
So God actually promised that Phinehas and his descendant will forever be priests.
所以如果你把你的儿子的名字改成这个人的名字，那么你就是希望呢，他将来好像这个人一样，对神很热心的一个人。
So if you name your son after someone such a great with such a great achievement, you certainly hope that he will actually have the same character as a priest.
当我们看这个故事的时候，你知道了以利的两个儿子呢，他们最后也是成为志士。
And as you read the story, you also realize that at the end, the two sons did actually become the priest.
他们在这是里面的地位也蛮高的，因为最后在第四章的时候呢，这个约柜抬去打仗的时候，也是这两个人陪这个约柜去的。
And we believe that they have quite a high status within the priesthood because when they went to the war, they were the one who carrying the Ark of Covenant.
但是呢，很多时候呢，在人的眼里面他地位高呢，在神眼里面不一定是一样。
However, those who are talented in people's eyes are not always necessarily the same in God's eyes.
所以呢，我们看看呢，神对以利这个家庭的评语。
So let's look at what were God's comment to Eli's family.
第一句评语呢，在二章十二节里面呢，他讲到以利两个儿子是恶人。
So the first comment, the evaluation to Eli is Eli's sons were scoundrels.
那么呢，其实恶人这个字呢，其实就是卑贱的意思。
So scoundrels here means worthless.
这个字呢，其实在第一章里面呢，曾经出现过一次，形容这些不正经的人。
And the same word actually appear first in chapter 1:16, refer them as the wicked one.
所以呢，有的时候你要想到哈，我记得从前电视有一个节目叫 Rich and Famous。就是你又有钱又出名了。
And I remember a TV series, Rich and Famous.
我们呢有的时候是你要知道你可以有钱你可以出名但是你在神面前呢不一定有价值
And we have to realize that we can be rich and we can be famous but we may not appear the same in front of God
还有一个事情呢有关这经文的
And the second thing is about the scriptures
在原文里面呢其实是很有趣的一句话他的如果你把它直接翻译的时候呢他的意思就是以利的儿子比利奥的儿子
The sons of Eli The sons of Belial
OK 那么呢我们也解释了后面这个字的意思就是卑贱的意思
And we have already said that the later word actually means wicked
但是呢你可以看见呢作者是把以利跟比利奥 两样事情放在一起
You can see that the author actually put Eli and Belial next to
那么呢那么你可以问了比利奥是谁、啊、
And you will ask who is Belial
那么呢到其实呢到新约圣经里面呢保罗就讲过一句话
Until the New Testament Paul said this
基督和比利有什么相合呢
What harmony is there between Christ and Belial?
那么呢，这个其实就是撒旦的另外一个名字。
But Belial is the alias of Satan.
所以呢，你可以看见呢，这个作者，圣经的作者，把以利跟这个，你可以说撒旦呢，是放在一起。
So the author actually prompted that Eli, is pretty much just like.Satan.
所以呢他的儿子犯罪的时候作为巴巴以利呢他有一个很大的责任跟他对他们的影响
So when his sons commit sins he himself as a father has a great responsibility
所以让我想到了我们做父母的特别如果你是巴巴的时候你要预备有一天神会问你一个问题
As I think about this so as a parent especially that those who are fatherOne day the God will ask us.
就是呢我把儿女交托给你你有没有照着主的教训警戒教养他们呢
I've given sons and daughters to you if you bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord.
儿女不一定听教但是呢作为父母的 这个是你的责任去管教他们。
The children may not listen, but we as a parent must discipline them.
十二节里面呢也有一句话呢我觉得呢是很特别的
And in verse 12 I also see some interesting statement here
就是呢他讲到以利的两个儿子他不认识耶和华
Eli's son was scoundrels they had no regard for the Lord
你可以问怎么可能自私的儿子会不认识神呢
So you might ask how possibly that the sons of priests had no regard to God
他两个人也是自私啊他们在神的面前去侍奉啊怎么可能他不认识神呢
And even both of them are also priests and they also serve. So how can they not know God?
所以呢如果你做父母呢你单把你们儿女带来教会他们不一定会认识神的。
So you as a parent, when you bring your children to the church, it may not necessarily mean that they will know God.
圣经讲到了有些人呢他可以熟读圣经但是呢，有些人呢却不认识神。
The Bible says that there are people who can understand and know the Bible very well, but they do not know God.
因为呢，神其实是讲到我们呢要用信心去跟我们所听得到去调和，你才得到圣经的好处。
The Bible actually says that the message they heard was no value to them because they did not share the faith of those who obey.
所以当我们不用信心去接受神的话的时候
So without faith that we want to accept the truth of Bible
当你不把这个圣经用在你自己的身上
And when we do not apply what the Bible say on yourself
可能我们是白读神的话
I believe that we didn't, it was worthless for us to read the Bible.
你可能知道神，但是你不一定认识神。
You may have knowledge about God, but you do not know God.
那么我们现在呢，可以来看一看以利家庭所犯的罪。
And let's look at the sins committed by Eli's family.
首先呢，我们看他两个儿子。
Let's look at his two sons.
在二章十三到十七节里面呢，告诉我们他两个儿子呢，所做的事情。
From verse 13 to 17, it told us about what the two sons have done.
就是每逢有人来神面前去献祭的时候。
So it was every time that people bring the sacrifice.
他们就会派他们的仆人拿一个叉。
They will send his servants, holding a 3-pronged fork.
那么呢，往祭物里面一插。
Punch the fork into the pot.
拿到什么，就是属于他们。
And whatever it was taken, so those belongs to them.
如果献祭的这个人说，你要等我把这个自由献下去，才给你呢，他们就说，你不给我，我马上就尝。
And if the people told them to wait, let the fat be burned first, and then the servant would say that no, hand it over, or I will take it by force.
这两个儿子所做的事情提醒我三件事情。
So what they have done, what the two sons have done, remind me one thing.
三样事情呢，就是吃、等、跟粪便。
He reminded us three things. So the first is the food and the weight.And the third is distinguished.
第一样是有关我们吃的。
So first is about what we eat, the food.
你有没有留意了在我们的教会基督教里面呢，很少谈到留意我们吃喝的事情的。
Have you realized that within Christianity, we hardly discuss about what we eat?
我们可能会注意色情的事情呢，或者钱财的事情，但是呢，我们觉得呢，吃喝的事情都是很正常的一件事。
So we might pay attention about problem about sex, about money, but not usually for food.
但是如果你看圣经的时候，你会发觉很多罪都是跟吃东西有关系的。
But if you look at the Bible, actually many sins begin with food.
第一个罪。亚当夏娃所犯的，就是因为他们吃的东西。
So the first sin, like Adam and Eve, was about something they've ate.
以扫他的，就是因为的，为了吃，他把他长子的名分卖给他弟弟。
So Esau also did the same thing because for the thing that he need to eat, so he sold his birthright as a firstborn to his son Jacob. His brother Jacob.
以色列出埃及的时候，也是因为为了吃的事情，常常埋怨神。
And the Israel during the Exodus, they have also grumbled and complained to God about what they eat.
所以我们应该好像保罗一样。
So we should learn from Paul.
他立志，他讲到了你们或吃或喝，无论做什么事。都要为荣耀神而行。
For the conviction, he say this. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
第二样事情呢是有关等待的。
The second thing is about wait.
那我们看圣经的时候，你知道这是其实是可以吃这些祭物的。
As we understand from the Bible, we knew that the priest can actually eat the sacrifice.
但是呢，他们必须要等。把这些祭物上面的自由消掉才可以给他们。
But they have to wait until all the fats on the meat burn off.
但是呢，这个以利的两个儿子呢，他就不愿意等。
But Eli, his two sons did not wait.
我们其实也常常为了不愿意等而犯罪的。
We have often sinned also because we do not want to wait.
我们可能不愿意等，所以我们发脾气。
We do not want to wait, so we become angry.
男女朋友呢，他不愿意等，所以呢，他们犯淫乱。
The boyfriend and girlfriend that did not wait, they do not wait, so they commit adultery.
在 其实你看这个我们撒母耳记上这个这卷书里面，你看见扫罗也是一样犯了这个罪。
But in 1 Samuel, you also realize that Saul also commit the same sin.
他不愿意等先知撒母耳的来临的时候，他自己献祭。
He did not wait for Prophet Samuel and before he burned the sacrifice.
你知道呢，神惩罚他就是你的国不会永远。
Therefore God punished him for the short life of his kingdom.
等待在圣经里面常常跟信心呢是交替的使用。
Waiting in the Bible has frequently used along with faith and trust.
我们不愿意等神的原因是我们不愿意信靠他。
And the reason being that we do not wait on God is because we do not trust God.
最后他们犯了一个问题，就是他们有关他们分辨的事情的。
And the last thing is about how they distinguish.
二章十七节里面呢讲到呢，如此也两少年人的罪在耶和华面前甚重，因为他们藐视耶和华的职务。
Chapter 2 verse 17, this sin of the young man was very great in the Lord's sight, but they were treating the Lord's offering with contempt.
什么叫藐视啊？
What is contempt?
藐视就是你没有尊重。
You mean disrespect.
特别呢，他们看神的职务跟一般的职务没有分别的。
Especially they are treating the sacrifice of God just like an ordinary meat.
他们没有分别什么是圣洁的，什么是世俗的。
They did not distinguish what is holy and what is worldly.
只是作为一个知识的这个事情是他们永远不可能忘记的。
So as a priest, this is something that they can never forget.
我举一个例子给大家听。
Let me give you an example.
我从前是做电脑的时候，其中一个客户是我们的Excel Energy， 就是这个电灯公司。
So when I was in my computer job, so one of my client is Excel Energy.
我们去顶坡他们的办公室office 的里面呢，去参观有一天。
So we visit their office, in downtown St. Paul.
进去的时候呢，他们有一个bulletin board， 就是这些报告板。
So when we went into their office, they have a big bulletin board on the wall.
那么上面就写着，比方说一月、二月、三月这样子。
So it has months on the board, January, February, March.
上面呢就写着，比方说一二零三这样子。
And there are numbers below them.So, 1, 0, 2.
我第一次去嘛，我同事就说：“你知道这个是什么？”
And it was my first visit, so my colleague asked me, "Do you know what that means?"
这个是这个月死了多少人
？So what it tells you that is how many people have died this month.
这个是因为他们做电力公司，常常有人电死的。
So that is because Xcel Energy. So.As an energy company, so it's about electric
fire.
Yeah. So these are the people who get electrocuted.
Okay, 你知道为什么他放在他们的办公室里面？
And do you know why they want to put it in their office?
警告这些做这行的人。
This is to warn whoever in this line of business.
作为一个知识，他们也是有一个故事会永远提醒他们的。
So as a priest, they have also have the same thing that always remind them.
亚伦有四个儿子。
Aaron has 4 sons.
但是他有两个儿子，就是大儿子跟二儿子，拿大、亚比物，他们曾经因为，没有把圣洁跟世俗分辨。现场这个圣经说反火，神就把他们杀死。
So Aaron had 2 sons, Nadab and also Abihu, because they did not distinguish the holy and also the unholy, so they offered the unauthorized fire. So for this reason, that God burned them to death.
所以呢，你作为一个知识，你这个故事会永远。我想他们造他们成为知识的时候，这个永远是他们第一样强调给告诉他们。
So if you are the priest, that this story would be something that serve as a pretty strong warning, when you start serving God as the priest.
作为一个知识，虽然你可以吃这些植物，但是有一些东西是属于神，他们不可以吃。
Even though that as a priest that you can eat the sacrifice, but there are certain things that belongs to God.
比方说，自由是属于他的。
For example, the fat belongs to God.
因为自由对神来说是最好。
Because the fattened part to God is the best part.
当我们把属于神的东西拿去自己用的时候。你就是藐视神。
If we use the things that belong to God, we do not respect God.
在圣经里面呢，很明显告诉我们呢，有一些东西呢，有一部分是属于神。
And the Bible told us that there are certain things that belong to God.
比方说，很明显讲到的，比方说是有关我们的金钱，有关我们的时间。
For example, about our time and also our money.
那我不跟你讨论十一奉献。这个命令在是不是属于新约教会
I'm not going to discuss with you whether or not tithing is part of a new commandment in the New Testament church.
但是我告诉你，这个是我过去信耶稣，直到现在我们家就是坚持实行的。
But this was what I have been practicing since I first believed in our Lord Jesus Christ.
十一奉献是我们奉献的，你可以说是一个开始。
Tithing is like a beginning point, as we believe in God.
还有呢，圣经讲到我们时间上面的使用。
And the next thing is about how we use our time.
新约圣经里面很明显告诉我们，我们不可停止聚会。
And in the New Testament that.It tells us that not giving up meeting together.
我们很多时候会安慰自己。
And sometimes we try and comfort ourselves.
我只是偶尔呢不奉献。
I've only skipped a few offerings.
他觉得我是偶尔呢就没有聚会。
I've only skipped a couple times, but not going to the fellowship.
没有把所有神的东西都拿来自己用。
But I do not use.Or taken what belongs to God.
但是你要知道啊，这个也是以利两个儿子的问题。
But you should realize that this was also the problem of Eli's two sons.
他没有把所有的祭物拿来自己吃。
He did not take everything of the sacrifice.
他只是拿一个叉子，叉了什么属于他的，他就拿。
They have only used a fork, punch it into the pot, and they just took whatever portion of what the fork.
这两个儿子，他对吃、对等、对分辨上面都做错。
The two sons in food for the things they eat, in waiting and distinguish, they have all wrong, in all these three aspects.
你听了以后，你会觉得这些是什么大罪啊
？Well, perhaps you might listen to it and then you realize and then you ask us.These are not quite any of the great sins.
但是你要知道，罪不会停止生长。
But you should understand that sin did not just stop growing.
你会发觉他后来他就犯其他的罪了。
And you see that later that they have started to commit other sin.
比方说，他们在会幕面前呢，与这些妇女犯奸淫。
For example, they slept with the woman who served at the entrance to the tent.
我们看完以利的两个儿子的罪，我们现在来看以利的罪。
So we have finished with looking at the sins of Eli's two sons. So let's look at what are the sins of Eli.
以利的罪呢，基本上就记载在二章二十九节。
So the sins of Eli is on the chapter 2 verse 29.
我所吩咐现在我居所的祭物，你为何遣他？尊重你的儿子过于尊重我，但我民以色列所献美好的祭物肥己呢
？Why do you scar my sacrifice and offering that I prescribe for my dwelling? Why do you honor your sons more than me by fattening yourselves on the choice part of every offering offering made by my people Israel.
三章十三节里面呢，神的又简直说，我曾告诉你，必永远将活在于你家，因你知道儿子做你，自教咒作，却不禁止他们。
So in chapter 3, verse 13, for I told him that I would judge his family forever because of the sin he knew about, his son blemished God, and he failed to restrain them.
以利的罪也是三方面。
And there were, so Eli's sin also has three aspects.
第一就是他践踏神的祭物。
So the first is he's gone the sacrifice for God.
这个罪跟他的儿子的罪其实是差不多是一样。
This was the same or similar to what his sons have committed.
你可以说呢，他两个儿子是直接犯了这个罪。
You might say that his two sons have directly committed such sin.
以利是间接犯了这个罪，因为他没有禁止他两个儿子。
So Eli had committed the sin indirectly because he did not stop them to sin.
对你说神是不是不公平呢？
So you might say that is God being not fair?
以利只是没有禁止他的儿子。
Eli is just not stopping his son.
为什么以利也犯了这个罪呢？
So why did Eli also committed the same sin?
但是呢，我想如果你看下去这个故事的时候，很有可能呢，以利其实也有吃他儿子所偷来的、抢来的这些之物。
If you read further, you might see that there is a possibility that Eli had also eat the things that his son took out from the sacrifice.
所以二十九节里面神才说：“以利，你将神的祭物肥己啊。”
So in verse 29 it says that, Eli, so fattening yourself.On the choice part of every offering.
我们知道以利是一个很胖的一个人呢。
We knew that Eli is a fat man.
所以呢，这个可能是因为他也吃了他儿子，所偷来抢来的之物。
So perhaps he has also eaten a lot of these that his son brought back.
两个儿子犯罪，但是这个爸爸也享受这个犯罪的好处。
The two sons have committed sins, and the father has also enjoying, the benefit of those sins.
这个让我们要问自己一个问题了。
So this is a question that we want to ask ourselves.
我们是不是犯同一样的错误？
So do we also committed the same the same mistake?
比方说，为什么你总是迟到呢？
So for example, we ask why are we always late?
因为他不愿起床啊。
And you point your finger and say, so because he or she doesn't want to wake up.
但是心里面其实自己也想睡多一点。
But to yourself, you know that you also would love to sleep a little bit longer.
为什么不来教会聚会啊？
So why are you not coming to church for fellowship?
因为要带儿女去这些活动啊。
Oh, well, because I need to bring my children for some activity.
但是呢，其实我们心里面也懒得来教。
So, but in our heart, we also feel like, oh, okay, so it's too lazy to come to church.
当儿女呢，我们说名成利就了。
So when our children become famous and great,
但是他们不认识神。
But they forget that.
你会不会也觉得很骄傲呢？
Will you still be proud of them?
以利最大的问题呢，其实是第二个罪。
So the greater problem with Eli is his second sin.
就是呢，他尊重他的儿子，跳过他尊重神。
It was because he honored his sons more than God.
我们最近我们小组呢读了一本书。
Recently our small group read a book.
这个作者提醒我们呢，做父母的他们。通常有两个很大的问题。
So the other reminders and in parenting, there are often two big problems.
作为爸爸的，他们怕他儿女在人家面前让他掉脸，所以呢，他们呢会惩罚很严厉的，他 太严厉地惩罚他们的儿女。
So as a father, because of worrying about the children may disgrace them, so the father often have punished and also severely disciplined their children.
大家我们说 over punish 他们 over discipline.
Or in another way, so over discipline
them. 但是做妈妈呢，他们另外就有另外一个问题哦。
But as the mother, it has another problem.
他们呢，因为怕失去他儿女对他的爱。
Because the mother is so afraid to lose the love from their from her children.
他们不愿意管教他们的儿女。
They refuse to discipline their children.
其实这两个极端呢，都是你尊重人，包括你尊重神。
So these two extremes are also the result of you honor man more than you honor God.
最后呢，神讲到以利的第三个问题。
And the last thing that God mentioned about the third problems of Eli.
就是呢，他的儿女犯罪的时候，以利没有禁止他。
He did not restrain his sons when they sinned.
那你们看过这段经文的人，你都知道。没有啊，以利的确曾经在第二章二十二节以后有警告他的儿女，他两个儿子哦。
So when you read the scripture, you might say that no, Eli did actually warn his son in verse 22 to 25.
只是他两个儿子没有听而已。
It was because his son chose not to listen.
我想以利的问题呢，其中一个问题，他没有把握呢。管教他儿子的机会。
I think the problem with Eli is he did not capture the opportunity and use it to restrain his son.
圣经形容了他这两个儿子用叉去偷藏这个植物的时候，他们是少年人。
So when the Bible mentioned about his two sons using the fork and taking the sacrifice, it was when they were young.
但是呢，当以利去提醒他、警告他们的时候，他们已经不是一个少年。
So when Eli warned his two sons, it was when they've already grown up.
所以呢，到这个时候你要提醒他、禁止他，已经没有效了。
So until then, when you warn them, it is too late.
还有呢，就是有些人他会这样子说，就是儿女他会进入一个反叛期的嘛。
And some people say this, there are times that the children were entering the time of rebellious.
那我一直相信这句话的，你知道吗
？And I believe such a word, such a statement.
直到有一天呢，我跟一个别的教会的父母，他跟我谈起这个事情的时候。他告诉我他的看法。
Until one day I spoke to another parent from a different church. He told me this.
他说其实这个不是问题。
Actually, these are not the actual problem.
他认为呢，这个是父母选择的一个问题。
So this is about the choice that the parent made.
他简直解释给我听。
He explained that to me.
那我们中国人的家庭。
We in the Chinese family.
比方说，你的儿女告诉你，爸爸妈妈，我今天不喜欢上学。
For example, your children come to you and say this, Daddy, Mommy, I don't feel like going to school today.
David, 如果你告诉你爸爸的时候，他会怎么反应呢 ？Go to school.
So, David, if you come to your father, and you ask him that your father would say they go to school.
对啊哈，那现在是星期六了哈，星期六呢，那么你儿女就告诉他，他告诉你，今天我不想去中文学校了。
So today is Saturday, and they come to you and ask this. Today I don't feel like going to the Chinese school.
Edwin, 如果你告诉你妈妈，她会怎么讲啊
？Edwin, what would your mother tell you?
Oh, not anymore. Okay, 但是有些你们有些举报的嘛。
She's not going to Chinese school anymore.
对啊，你们的父母就是 go to school， 就是没他们一定兼职的嘛。
So it's the same response for them that they will insist that you go to the Chinese school as well.
那么现在星期天呢
？So today is Sunday.
那么儿女告诉你，哎，我今天不想去教会。
And your children come to you and say this. Today I don't feel like going to church.
有些父母就会说，哎，这个是儿女反叛期了。
And some parents will say that I think it's time of rebellious.
哎，他不去就算了。
It's fine if he's not going.
以利作为大祭司也是他们国家的这个事实。
So Eli as the high priest, and he was also the judge of the nation.
如果他的儿女，他的两个儿子，他不听的时候，只是他大可以把他们这个做祭司的这个职位，就是除掉了。
So when his two sons choose not to listen, he might be able to just strip off.Their job as a priest.
那么他们就没有机会去尝神的祭物。
So they will not have the opportunity to take the sacrifice.
但是呢，因为以利尊重他的儿子，跳过尊重神的时候，他没有这样子做。
But Eli, he honored his sons more than he honored God. That was why that he did not do this.
最后，我们来看一看神的惩罚是不是太严厉了。
So and.Let's look at whether or not God is giving a fair punishment.
那我相信呢，神的惩罚是一个公平的惩罚。
And I believe that God has a justice punishment.
其实神的原则很简单。
And God's principle is very simple.
在二章三十节里面，他说：“因为尊重我的，我必看重他；但藐视我的，他必被轻视。”
In verse 30, those who honor me, I will honor, but those who despise me will be disdained.
这个是对我们的一个鼓励，也是一个警告。
This is an encouragement to us, and it is also a warning to us.
如果你侍奉神，神不会忘记你。
And if you serve God, God will never forget.
但是呢，如果你藐视神呢，神也一定会惩罚你。
But if you despise God, God will also disdain you.
那如果你看撒母耳记上的时候，其实你看一到四章的时候，有两个家庭。
So when you read the First Samuel chapter 1-4, and you see two different families.
圣经呢是把两个家庭呢，你可说呢，穿梭在这个第四章四章圣经里面记录下来。
So when you read the four chapters, you see that the order actually put.The both family in between the story.
哈拿因为他尊重神的时候，神赐福给他。
Hannah, for the reason that he honored God, God blessed her.
不但只赐福给他，撒母耳也成为先知。
But not only that God blessed Hannah, and he also made Samuel to be the prophet.
相反呢，以利他没有尊重神的时候。不但只他，还有他两个儿子，最后同一天死掉。
And in contrast, Eli, because he did not honor God, so he himself and the two sons die on the same day.
另外呢，一样事情，你看见神的惩罚呢，是因为呢，以利在犯罪的时候，是当着全个以色列国面前去犯罪。
So, and the second thing that you see here is when Eli sins.He sins in front of the whole nation of the Israel.
他的罪呢，对以色列其实有一个很大的影响。
So his sins actually has a great impact to the Israel.
三章一节讲到了神很小漠视以利，很小对以色列这个国家有什么启示了。
So you read the verse and you realize that God hardly reveal his message to Eli.
那还有呢？以利是一个士师嘛。
And the other thing is Eli was the judge.
但是呢，到第四章的时候，以色列国却给非利士人打败。
But later, the Israel has actually been
defeated
by the Philip. Thursday.
嗯， yeah. 那这个事情呢，对一个士师来说呢，是一个。不正常的一个事情。
So, but for this incident is not common to the judge.
你看四世纪里面每一个士师他出现的时候，都是带来以色列人顶咒的。
But when you read the Judges, the book of Judges, you realize that every time when the judge appear, they often bring the salvation to the nation.
但是以利做祭司的时候，连月桂也给人尝。
But during the time of Eli, even the Ark of Covenant has been captured by the enemy.
因为以利他这个家庭的罪这么明显的时候，神对他们的惩罚也是一个很明显的一个惩罚。
But when God punished Eli, his family, God is also punishing him with a very significant, in a significant way.
神说呢，听到的人要以明呢，听到神对这个家庭的惩罚，他们会以明。
So, God. And even that the punishment is so obvious that whoever listen will have the
overwhelming 这样子啦，你可以翻译叫the ear will tingle,
and the ear will even tingle when they hear such a punishment.
这个就是为什么他们父子三人要同一天使。
And that was the reason why that father and the two sons have to die on the same day.
将来没有一个人活到中年。
And none of his family can live past the prime age.
因为神要告诉人，你藐视神的人不能不受审判。
And God wants to tells us that if we have been taken God lightly in disrespect, then we will definitely receive the such punishment.
以利是我们的警告。
And Eli is a warning to us.
你要知道以利跟他的两个儿子很不一样。
And you have to understand that Eli is very different from his two sons.
他两个儿子不认识神。
His two sons did not know God.
以利认识神。
But Eli knew God.
他曾经听过神的默示。
He had listened and he had received the revelation from God.
要不然他不能叫撒母耳怎么去听神的默示。
And that was why or how that he actually taught Samuel how to listen to God.
其实他蛮关心神的。
Eli actually cared about God a lot.
他知道月桂去打仗了，他会心里面很担心这个月桂。
He knew that the Ark of Covenant is in the war, so he has worried for the Ark.
还有他侍奉神到98岁了。
And he served God until the age of 98.
他为神，你可以说他劳苦一生。
You would say that he labored for God and he served God for his whole life.
但是以利是一个爱神不足的一个人。
But Eli, he did not love God enough.
他没有尊重神超过一切。
And he did not respect God more than anything.
他就开始失去对神的热心。
And when he did so, he started to lose the trust from God.
最后也失去神的祝福。
And at the end, he lost the blessing from God.
如果今天的故事提醒我们的时候，
if today's story is a reminder to us,
我们不要灰心呢。
Let's do not give heart.
我们不需要好像以利一样，你坐在这边等候神的审判。
So do not lose heart that as we do not be like Eli as we sit and wait for the judgment.
你可以改变你的将来。
You can change the future.
你的改变就从你的悔改开始。
And your change should start from the repentance.
你告诉神，我愿意将来尊重你超过一切。
And you tell God that you want to honor God more than anything.
神会看重你。
And the same thing God will honor you.
因为你看重他。
Because you honor him.
所以神会改变你的将来。
So God will change your future.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父。
The Heavenly Father.
我们承认我们很多时候都爱你不足。
We want to acknowledge that many times that we do not love you enough.
我们谢谢你今天在圣经给我们的提示。
We want to thank you for your reminder to us from the Bible.
我们不希望我们做以利。
And we don't want to be like Eli.
我们知道我们是可以改变这个将来。
We knew that we can change this future.
因为我们的神是蛮有恩慈的。
Because our God is a gracious God.
都是这个原因你把你的儿子带到这个世界上。
for the same reason that you send your son, Lord Jesus Christ, to this world.
就是这个原因我们有复活节。
And for this reason, we have Easter.
我们求主、给我们一个愿意去爱你的心。
Lord, please give us a heart that we are willing to love.
听我们祷告奉耶稣基督名。
Please listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.